Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa, and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, but alhamdulillah, before I dive into this episode, I know before I said that I wasn't sure of my consistency when it came to this podcast, and I still am not. So stay tuned for the end of the episode. I'm going to recommend a few other podcasts that you guys can listen to that I highly, highly recommend, and I just absolutely love. But I know we all have things that we want to accomplish or have planned for Ramadan. But I wanted to kind of speak about recognizing where we're struggling in our life before we start setting goals. Because sometimes we set these goals and don't accomplish them or don't do as well as we would like because of these things that we didn't work on before Ramadan. Which I really should have released this episode earlier. But I was struggling with these things that I'm going to talk about today. For today's episode, I wanted to talk about instant gratification and imposter syndrome. I started this podcast with the intention of wanting to share good knowledge and strengthen my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hopefully help anyone who's listening as well. And it started to become a big fear for me that maybe I'm not practicing what I preach anymore and I'm struggling with my deen, and therefore like releasing episodes makes me a hypocrite. And I know it's probably just the waswas of shaitan trying to convince me that what I'm doing is bad so that I don't help good, or just my internal battles. But there's no such thing as a perfect Muslim, and for me to wait around to become that, to share good, it's never gonna come around. So I'm just gonna release as I go. And yeah, so to get into the episode, instant gratification and imposter syndrome, what are they and what did they have to do with Islam? So instant gratification is basically just is the desire to feel satisfaction, gratification instantly, like doing something and instantly having a positive result. This could be something fulfilling, something that's you find pleasure in. It's impulsive and not really a benefit in some cases. And with instant gratification, I feel that we've been exposed to it for a very long time. Like, we're rewarded as kids in school. If we get an answer right or are behaving well, we are rewarded with candy, high five, or just anything that is fulfilling and validating. And even at job, you do something well, you get recognition, you get a promotion, and so on and so on. Not to say that being gratified or validated is wrong, just some examples of instant gratification. And then the next thing, a little bit heavier, imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is something that I've struggled with for a very long, long time, and I just never imagined that I struggle with it when it comes to my deen. Imposter syndrome is basically extreme self-doubt, like doubting yourself, your skills, your talents, your knowledge, your capabilities, just doubting yourself, who you are, what you can do, and feeling that at any point you're going to be figured out and you just feel like a complete fraud. Even with your talents and capabilities, you just don't feel that they're enough or that you don't have it. And it's something that I've struggled with, especially when it comes to faith, like downplaying your accomplishments, the progress that you've made, and just feeling like you don't belong in places of worship, like halakhas, lectures, and just feeling like what you know and your efforts aren't enough and that you don't belong in those spaces because of that reason, or at least my experience with it. Okay, now that we kind of have a little bit of an idea as to what instant gratification and imposter syndrome is, I wanted to talk about why they can be harmful and what they have to do with Islam. So, starting back with instant gratification can be harmful because sabr. We want things right away and we become impatient, eager, and in some cases we sin more because sin comes with that instant pleasure, instant fulfillment, and we don't see the bigger picture. We don't see the akhirah. We don't see that we accept less for ourselves versus waiting for something greater. It's like, oh, just this one song, I'll do this just this one time, and after this I won't do it again, because we know that doing that act or listening to that song or doing this one thing is accompanied with this temporary happiness, the temporary fulfillment, this fleeting feeling and this fleeting moment. And eventually we don't have the patience, the desire, the want to strive and wait. We don't want the delayed gratification, which is something that we want to strive for. Delayed gratification is resisting that that desire of immediate fulfillment in hopes of getting that fulfillment later on or obtaining something better. And delayed gratification really requires discipline to not act immediately. We should really try practicing delayed gratification and practicing willpower. We want something that doesn't have to be harmful, but if we want something, let's practice putting off to later or setting a time for when we can have that thing, like, let's say, cake. Maybe it's not the best time to have it now, although I want it, I'll have it in like 3 hours. So practice that discipline, practice delaying gratification, and add a bit of time each time until we are able to rewire ourselves, and inshallah we will improve. And then moving on to the harms of imposter syndrome, it negatively affects your deen, your Islam, because it prevents you from going to spaces that can only benefit you. It prevents you from going to halaqas, it prevents you going to lectures, it prevents you from going to the masjid, places that remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, places that the angels visit, and places that just hold a lot of barakah because of something we tell ourselves. And sometimes it's not always just coming just from you. It could be whispers of the shaitan, like, unfortunately, he is very good at his job. He's very good at his job, but in Ramadan, shaitan is in here and will give us a better chance to really work on improving ourselves. Now, with all things said, we kind of have an idea of what instant gratification and imposter syndrome is and how they can be harmful, but what can we do to better work on ourselves and to approach Ramadan with these things in mind? And I know we hear it all the time, but patience, 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 sabr. In Surah Baqarah verse 153, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Seek help through patience and prayer. So with patience, prayer, and dua. And I wanted to share a few du'as that can inshallah help us. The first du'a I wanted to share is one of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an. It is, O Allah, you know me better than I know myself, and I know myself better than those people who praise me. Make me better than what they think of me, and forgive the sins of mine of which they have no knowledge, and do not hold me responsible for what they say. Radiallahu an. And the next one is not a dua, but it is Surat An-Nas, and it translates, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind, the master of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the lurking whisperer who whispers into the hearts of mankind, from among jinn and mankind. And as we make these du'as and read, we cannot forget who we make du'a to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is An-Nasir, the helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself An-Nasir. An-Nasir is the one who strengthens and aids the believers. His help is the most perfect. There is no helper like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, An-Nasir. Have faith and hope that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you defeat any challenge. Never give up and know all help ultimately comes from Allah. In Surah Ali Imran, in verse 160, it says, If Allah should aid you, no one can overcome you. If Allah helps you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was on one side, and the whole world and all of creation was against you, it would be nothing compared to the help of Allah. So seek Allah's help. How great is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just wanted to share the things that I am and have been struggling with, but you should make a list of things that you want to work on or areas that you know you struggle with, so that you have that in mind as we enter Ramadan with an open mind, an open heart, and accept all that Ramadan brings us this year. That is all that I have to say for now, but I still do want to share those podcasts with you guys and end with one last dua, but I will do the podcast first, and these are in no particular order, but I've listened to a ton of podcasts, and you can't go wrong with these ones. Okay, the first one I want to recommend is Companions of the Message. I really love this podcast. If I'm recommending a podcast, this is going to be in the top three. The next one is not just one podcast, but is the Qalam Institute. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That's what I listen to it on. But I really love Qalam. I listen to the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Ustad Abdul Rahman Murphy. And I started listening to the Hurdle series by Sheikh Mikhail Smith. And I just really love Qalam and all that they do. And like, you can't miss, like, you can't miss. Like, you shuffle, listen to something, and it's just absolutely beautiful. So I absolutely, absolutely recommend Qalam. And the next podcast is The Digital Sisterhood. I don't know what my demographic is, like who listens, men or women, their age, but I still recommend The Digital Sisterhood to both men and women. It's just a very, very beautiful podcast with beautiful stories, and it had a lot to do with me starting this podcast. And the next podcast I want to recommend is the Discover You Life podcast. I really, really like this. Like, I'm saying this about everyone, but these are really good podcasts, guys. I really love the Discover You Life podcast. It talks about such a variety of topics, and they give such beneficial information, like things that I didn't know I need to hear. I will listen to this podcast and receive. They talk about so many topics, and there's something in there for everyone, young and old, men or women, and I just highly recommend it. And yeah, I don't want to overwhelm you guys and give you my entire library, but if I had to recommend anything, it would be those podcasts. So yeah, this last dua and the ending of this episode, I wanted to share another dua of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It is, O Allah, make the best part of our life the end of it, and the last of our deeds the best one, and the best of our days the day I meet you. Jazakallah khair for listening. Share with anyone you think will benefit from listening to this podcast, and may this be an amazing Ramadan for all of you. May we walk out of it completely forgiven. May our ranks be raised, and may we see each other in the highest level of Jannah, inshallah. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.